In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, is there any part of you that thinks they hit the apex and they're falling off right now?
Yeah, okay. But I still think they can win the division. I'm a little concerned. I've been concerned about the offense all year. They've obviously done a nice job of scoring runs for the most part. This team is not a bad power hitting team anymore, but it's also not a team that, you know, you think of as a power hitting team. All four of their runs in the Milwaukee series came courtesy of home runs. That concerns me. I don't know if it should, but it does. Because I think the team has done a really good job all year long of creating runs and using home runs when they presented themselves, but they didn't just rely on home runs to score runs. And man, they're just not hitting right now. And that to me is a big problem.
But Kwan was like 0 for everything this weekend, wasn't he?
Mark in Tremont sent me a text and he said he has Kenny Lofton disease.
Kwan does?
And then he explained that. It's a guy who's not a power hitter trying to hit home runs. I wonder if that's true.
I looked up a little stat this morning.
Oh, good.
That I thought you might enjoy.
Good. I like stats.
How would you like, not a power hitter, but a guy that can get on base? Hitting about 245.
Wait a minute. Somebody available?
Somebody who's in AAA. Somebody who's making a lot of money.
Miles Straw has been absolutely on fire.
Yes,
in AAA. Absolutely on fire.
And?
I'll pass.
What if they brought him up, just a bolt of lightning throughout the team? Changes the whole thing, becomes the World Series MVP for this team.
There's somebody else.
Statue worthy? Yes.
Miles Straw over the last 15 days is hitting .345.
Yeah, I know.
But guess what?
What?
Over the last 15 days, with a batting average of .400, with 4 home runs and 11 runs batted in, and 10 strikeouts, your friend and mine, Esteban Florial.
Get him here. If we have to watch this kind of offense again for the rest of the season, they're not going to make the playoffs. But I will say, Andrew hit a good point. You do need to tip your cap to the Brewers. Right, Dan? You better tip your cap to the Brewers because they're a good team.
Yeah. I mean, the bullpen's outstanding and has been really good for the Brewers all season. You saw it this weekend.
Andy's looking at me.
Oh,
because
I'm tipping
my cap. And Andy's like, what the hell is going on over there?
Like, what is it? First, I'm like, I'm trying to read the patch on the front of your, what is that, a walleye? What is that thing?
It's a fish.
For those of you paying attention
Trout?
At home, think of the hat that Smalls was wearing in the beginning of The Sandlot, and you have Jeff's hat.
My oldest kid went to Florida. He thought it would be hilarious to bring me a hat with a fish on it because I don't fish.
So, it is kind of funny.
So he did.
I don't know. I was flipping through the channels, I think, when I had COVID last week.
Yeah.
And I saw Smalls in a recent movie.
Esteban Florial.
Man, he's in good shape. He looked pretty good.
Esteban Florial is hitting .400 over the last 9 games with 4 home runs and 11 runs.
Oh, wait, it wasn't Smalls.
Bet,
it was the catcher. It was the
and 11 runs added in.
It was the other kid. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
There's a big difference between Smalls and the other kid.
Oh, you are paying attention to the conversation we're having on
400.
The side.
400. Look, if you're not scoring runs and you're playing a bunch of guys anyway who look like they're 4A players. And I don't mean, congratulations, guys. You made the major leagues. That's unbelievable. But you're not getting a whole lot of offense out of a lot of these guys. I'm bringing up the hot guy now. And this is a guy whose bat was supposed to be his calling card. You brought him here because you thought he might be able to help you.
Isn't that the way they've piecemealed the entire season?
Yes. And Floreal was apparently really, really respected in the clubhouse and really well-liked. You wouldn't disrupt anything. Andy, I'm bringing him up, and I'm playing him. Lane Thomas is hitting, are you ready, as a Guardian? This just pains all of us because you made a trade to go bring in an outfielder, which is what you were supposed to do.
Right.
Your guy's hitting 113.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. I'm going to give you my expert opinion.
He's hitting 113 as a Guardian.
Of a guy that can't stand math. That's not good.
I mean,
I'm wondering how many Guardians, how many baseball fans here in Cleveland are like, okay, you know what? It was a great run. I'm not expecting anything else for the rest of the year.
Well, you can't do that.
I listen to you. I listen to Poobah. I don't know how Menegan feels about this, but you have this like extreme confidence that everything is going to turn out all right.
Well, no, I don't have that. Yet, Why do you say that? I didn't say that.
It felt that way.
I think they can win it.
Jeff, is there a part of you that thinks they're not going to make the playoffs?
No. I think they'll make the playoffs. And I think they can win the division. All I know is you better use your options. Right now, you've got a guy who you thought at one point might be able to help you. And he's a big, strong guy, known for his bat, and he's hot in Columbus. I'm bringing Floreal up. In fact, I'm shipping him to New York, and he can go up against his old team Tuesday.
I'll take it. And you bring Miles Straw up, and he can argue with the fans, too. What do you think of that?
No, I don't need Miles.
He's hitting the ball pretty well.
I don't need him.
That's what they need to do for the rest of the season. Just kind of take whoever's hot, get on the train, the 71 Express. We don't even have to take a train. You can take a car.
What's killing him is Lane Thomas is hitting 113 since he's been here. I mean, he was supposed to take care of one of those outfield spots and a decent spot in the batting order, and he's killing him. And that's painful. I feel terrible for him. I feel terrible for the organization because they made a trade and brought in an outfielder. Now, it wasn't the guy on Dan's radar. It wasn't on my radar. But the guy's had success the last couple of years, and it's just not working, Andy.
I'm not going to be shocked, and I know it says 90-something percent, and I said this to Poobah. I'm happy with the way things have played out this season. I think it's been a fun year, but my confidence level is not very strong right now. Now, take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. I'll be right back with you because this whole season's been up and down, up and down, up and down. I just don't know that that's going to happen.
Estevan Floreal is hot. Is he the answer? Andy's throwing out his buddy Miles Straw.
I'm just saying.
Is he the answer? Is there an answer?
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.